Hey.
I mean, it's just that mess of people and the mess of rubbish is terrifying. What you find is that the ladies of the home take as much care in disposing of the waste of preparing a meal as they do in the meal preparation. What they do is they divide up the garbage very clearly into seven categories, like newspapers, combustibles, non-combustibles, of course, glass bottles, aluminium and steel cans, a separate one for hazardous wastes and a separate one for bulky materials. And they've got the seven boxes. What happens is that they put them out, and the newspapers and bottles and cans are collected by a civil group, sell them to dealers, and they make the money. From the money, they've built the most fantastic play centre, school, recreational centre on the grounds of their housing estate. Anything that needs to go to, like, a rubbish dump and be dealt with goes to the Mashida Refuse Resources Recycling Centre, which is a bizarre name, but actually sort of suits, because it's not just a rubbish dump. It is a centre. The material comes in, and again, it's split, so they make sure there's no metals in any of the particular categories of bins where they have they dispose of things. That centre wastes nothing. The heat that is generated is turned into electricity, which in turn heats greenhouses, which handicapped people work in. They sell their plants and then the money comes back to them. They use the very dangerous fly ash, which is produced in any method of getting rid of rubbish. They mix with the cement and they turn up with harmless pellets. And that they put into the ground to make into a park or whatever in the future.
So it sounds like a fairly internal system when there's the housing estate and then there's the resource centre. Would it be difficult for them to reconcile this new social cohesion that they've developed through the disposal of their garbage and other social institutions such as gift-giving, gift-wrapping, packaging of goods, which is, I believe, quite endemic in Japan. Do you think that there's any sort of contradiction between, on the one hand, the development of a sort of garbage consciousness, which is really what it is, and in a sense almost a science of garbage, classifying it, categorising it, dividing it up, and on the other, this sort of ritual of excessive packaging, excessive gift wrapping, etc.?
Weapons. It's such an obvious thing to do. Why aren't we all doing it? I mean, we've had bottles and newspaper recycling in most suburbs for years. But if you look around your suburb, does everybody in the street do it religiously?
I think Australians see garbage all in one heap.
Thank you.
Either it's a product or it's garbage. We see it as this collective mass. We don't see it as individual items. Obviously, the Japanese have quite a sophisticated system of looking at their garbage. It was wrapped beautifully, absolutely beautifully. I took off the first layer. Then there was, I think, three or four layers of tissue underneath. Took that off. Then there was the box, which there was an outer box. Then there was the actual box, which was covered in cellophane. I took that off. I opened the box. Then there were these beautifully wrapped in two or three layers of wrapping. I took the paper off that, and then I put the whole lot, I mean all the packaging, all the gift wrapping, in the bin. So it's as if there's this enormously elaborate procedure of packaging, which is very aesthetic, but in a split second, when you unwrap the gift, it becomes garbage. I wonder if this garbage consciousness has developed also out of this.
Well, that makes sense to me.
It does?
If you have an awareness of the packaging and the ceremony of unwrapping, you are at all times aware of every level in the putting together.
Yes.
So why should you not have that awareness of all the levels in the disposal? So therefore, to me, it's an easy leap of logic to go from putting it together to taking it apart.
In a sense, it's almost like a reversal. It's like a beginning to love your garbage.
You have to.
Yes.
That is the only way it would work. You respect it and you get a return, of course. I was just thinking about seven garbage cans in my kitchen. I mean, would you really bother? I guess you would if you had to. My attitude is pretty abominable. I don't respect the food. I don't respect what I'm doing.
I think that's the same for most people, and I think it comes from this very strange division between the
having
good and
it.
The bad.
Yeah. We don't differentiate, therefore, we just bundle it all together.
Say the Japanese are very successful in eliminating their garbage. Does that then mean that there's more room to create more garbage?
The idea of elimination of this kind of weapons have been already supported in the United States and the Soviet Union and in the outside world.
Soviet Union towards that proposal?
You mean the...
The program of elimination.
Of elimination. Well, could be frank that not all, of course, Soviet citizens approved immediately these proposals.
Thank you.
The radical step was taken by the Soviet Union when we decided that each side should not simply reduce these kind of weapons, but should agree to total zero on these kind of weapons, eliminate them all. We proposed that all countries in the world should forgo nuclear arms.
Forgo in the sense of eliminate?
In a sense of eliminate. These kind of weapons should be eliminated in the presence of American and Soviet inspectors.
This is the verification.
Yes,
procedures.
This is verification. Each side will have the right to conduct on-site inspections on each other's territories for 13 years. The question is how these missiles will be eliminated. The sides agreed that they will take parallelly few roads for elimination. That is, by explosive demolition, by burning, by launching these missiles, the carcass of the missile will be eliminated as well. So, according to the treaty, the front section of a missile will be crushed or flattened by a giant press. So special presses have been constructed by both sides for that purpose. Not all equipment will be demolished, destroyed, you know. Some of the parts might be used for civil needs. Only those parts are eliminated which do not cause any serious problem to the environment, you know. So far as nuclear charges are concerned, they are dealt with differently. They may be used either in civil reactors or if its side agrees, so they might be used for other purposes as well, you know. But I do not have the information on that.
I just could open one secret, you know.
What will be left after might be used for making agricultural tools or, they say, discussing the children crabs. No, it's children tramps. Prams.
Yes, of course.
So the babies' prams will be made out of the material which have been used, you know, for these missiles. Isn't it a surprising way of dealing with the missiles, with these dangerous weapons? There have been media coverage both in the Soviet Union and in Western Europe, in the United States, of the acts of elimination of these kind of weapons. There have been celebration, and under the request of the United Nations, one of our sculptors is creating a special monument to these occasions. They will use parts of these missiles for creating a monument to the destruction of these weapons. And when these monuments are installed, I hope we'll have more and more to toast this event. Unfortunately, I didn't have figures how much will be either saved or wasted now, because enormous resources were used both by United States and the Soviet Union to build such powerful weapons. And of course, once you are eliminating them, so you are simply wasting those resources which were already spent.
And they consume everything inside.
This is the clear result of the process of elimination, of the process of the treaty. Civil reactors.
They sound as if they actually survived through waste.
Friends were looking forward to tonight, anticipating a taste of that exuberance and sexuality which seems to inhabit even the thought of Spanish and Latin American dance. Why, just the promise of people stamping and shouting together was, you know, exciting. Alien, of course, and a touch disturbing, but without doubt, there was something mysteriously enticing about the whole dangerous idea. And driving through the gentle tree-lined streets of Canberra, moving closer to a foreign world, where who knows, even the garbage isn't sealed in plastic bags, but is picked over, reused and scattered, they could feel rising within them a secret desire to be loud and alive in the midst of death, perhaps, to celebrate with joy and passion and tragedy, to be unashamedly emphatic. Un cuadro de flamenco in the Kayleen High School Hall. And here I diverge a little and talk about the idea of home. Home isn't necessarily some place that you love or hate particularly. I mean, it's a place that knows you, that you know that when you're there it returns you to how you always are when you are there. And high school halls are homes for a lot of us, and, you know, my friends included. And so when they arrived, hopeful, excited, all a quiver, the Caelian High School Hall with its raised end stage and the slapping seats and the hard railing floor, and invoking the ghosts of assemblies past, it cast its very familiar spell and began to steal away the very sense of danger and dirtiness, the dream that had drawn them there. The Anglo-Celtic dancers from the Marjorie Francis School of Spanish and Latin American Dance appeared and disappeared behind a noisy curtain and tried to organise themselves in their recalcitrant cassette player. My friends found themselves asking, is that all? And what about? But I thought... but no. No, they had it wrong. They weren't here to absorb the fire, the pain, the struggles and achievements of another culture. Because that's not what a multicultural event in our almost perfect new capital could ever be. In their enthusiastic naivety, they'd got an ass about. They weren't here to take, but rather, with the artists, they were here to give to this predominantly Hispanic audience a taste, an understanding of what it is that makes Australia, and most particularly Canberra, exactly that. To our Hispanic brothers and sisters who have made Australia home, see that we can do your dances too. Without the passion. And our meticulous guitars, our careful steps, these quaint and foreign clothes, they are the measure of our understanding, and that is enough. For Australia is a modern country, and our future is not in embracing others. Neither the first Australians nor the most recent. It is in sharing with you how we are and what you will become. From the seed of that early disappointment emerges a pride in who they are and what Australia is. And as they wound their way back home, the beauty of the Canberra night, its secure dark houses, peacefully and separately asleep, bore witness to the dignity, to this growing pride.
I mean, it's just that mess of people and the mess of rubbish.
And the garbage bins are sentinels, sealed from dogs and strangers on the street.
Some of the parts might be used for civil needs.
And speaking volumes of the path that lies ahead.
In a sense, it's almost like a reversal. It's like a beginning to love your garbage.
There is no need to rage into the night. But just go gentle, private, quiet.